Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. We'll be here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9 right here on ESPN 97.5. You know, we can't get away with it. Yesterday, we had the big story by ESPN of what a mess the Houston Rockets are. Here's Albert Breer's, or no, Jason LaConfora, not Albert Breer. Jason LaConfora's headline, sorting out another Texans mess.
I thought he was going to take a shot at the Rockets. Did Jason LaConfora shoot at the Rockets?
Well, he might as well. All eyes on Houston as it stumbles ahead with no GM or seemingly a plan. You know,
I don't find that.
The Rockets are a mess. The Texans are a mess. The Astros don't know to send a runner with two outs and rounding third, and the ball still in the outfield, and they lose two games in a row.
Of all the people, too, for the human windmill to hold up.
Send the runner.
That's exactly what that was.
Send the runner.
So where do you want to start with all that?
Send the runner.
Okay, go ahead.
Runner! Just send the runner! Send the runner! I was screaming that at Gary Pettis in my dream.
Then you're
he was outside my mom's window.
You were screaming it in real life.
Then I was screaming it in real life. No, not, and it's a real thing. Send the damn runner with two outs. What the hell's the difference?
You got to score.
You got to score there. You got nine walks last night and four hits. You got 13 runners, and you scored two runs. Send the runner.
If you have an opportunity, that's the numbers say, John, that's your best. The odds of scoring on that play versus the next play are much higher on that.
Much higher. And oh, by the way, the throw is off the plate and up at the catcher's head. Yeah, he would probably dove, but Bregman would have dove in there and gotten in. And you don't send the runner.
Send the runner.
Yeah, send the runner. Oh my God, Gary Pettis, you cost the Astros. They would have won the game. There.
Wow,
I said it.
So he for sure was safe.
Yeah, he for sure was safe, and they for sure would have won the game.
Okay.
All right. That's just like
you do have to send the runner.
The Renfro catch.
Even if it's a 50-50, even if you got a 50% chance of scoring, it's higher than your odds of a base hit the next.
Two outs and runners in scoring position. What's the guy's average?
Right.
210. I mean, it's a much higher percentage of scoring.
Even if it's 400, it's a lower percentage.
Yeah. And he's rounded third, and the ball's still in the outfield, and you don't send the runner. Goodness gracious. I know it was Puig, but you got to run. You got to send the runner. Come on. Pettis is almost at home plate stopping him. Mm-hmm. He's almost at home plate stopping him. Oh, there's that. Okay, so there's that. Now, Jason LaConfora, why is it these two teams are such a mess this offseason that their press conferences and no general manager, no coach, can't come to an extension, players wanting to leave, everybody's on the trade market, tampering. I mean, it's just, what kind of offseason is this? Goodness gracious, Do you remember a bigger mess, especially with two teams? Honestly, we're like a laughing. We're a laughing stock around the country with these two off seasons. Jets had their moment.
I don't think. So here's the deal. I get how it looks for the Texans. What they're doing is they're just waiting out the contract on.
Well, yeah, but guess what? They have to wait it out with a year without a general manager because they botched it all. You know what? If they would have done their due diligence behind the scenes, find out if Caserio just told them, hey, listen, I got a clause in my contract. I can't talk to anybody.
I'm not sure Caserio knew. I think Caserio thought he could get
out. Maybe. Or maybe he didn't. Or maybe he said, you know what? This is a step up in job. Well, let's challenge it. And then the Texans went, supposedly he could challenge it.
Supposedly they could have challenged and won that.
Yes. And Cal went,
Now, I think the fear was, I thought this was the wild and loose Cal McNair who's fearless.
Yeah, no, he's not. Okay, he's not. This isn't, everybody watch your back because Cal's going to win, damn it. That he thought Caserio was available, and so he fired Brian Gain. Yeah. That was it.
So I think they also wanted to avoid having to give up a draft pick for him, you know, because what the Patriots probably would have done is made it as contentious as possible and said, we'll let him go for a first. Second.
No.
I wouldn't want to give up a second either. So now the Texans are in a spot where they settled on a guy that they said was their fifth choice and Brian Gain. Do you expect them to just settle for somebody they don't want now? No, they're not going to.
Well, they did that last time. Yeah,
they did it last time, and they said, we made a mistake.
Yeah.
So now they're saying, we're not going to do it again. We're going to get our guy next year.
But they look like a bunch of bumbling idiots.
I get it, but the main thing is, do you get the right guy? They're going to look more like bumbling idiots if they don't get Nick Caserio next year.
Yeah, and guess what? Now, and again, there's no guarantee. Yeah, Casario's going to want to come here because Bill O'Brien and Nick Easterby are here. But you know what? Somebody out there goes, hey, Caserio, it's the day after next year's draft. It's the day after the draft, 2020. Guess what? We really like you, too. We're going to give you a boatload of money. Now the Texans are forced to go, wow, how much?
Well, what they're going to look like, bungling idiots.
Yes.
Right now, they may look like it, but you just have to not worry about what it looks like if you're really intent on getting your guy. You just have to hope you get your guy.
I'm telling you that Nick Caserio is going to draw a bunch of offers, and it's going to get freaking really expensive. And not only are you going to have to pay him a boatload, but you're still paying two other GMs on top of it. Way to go.
How many drafts will they have had without having the right guy? In place,
right?
19 and 20. That's at least two drafts where they feel like the guy they really want to handle the drafts won't be handling the drafts.
So they had Charlie. So in 2006, Charlie Cashley made that. He was a big part of that draft, and then
Mario Williams draft.
Replaced with Rick Smith. And ironically, it was their best draft in history. Was 2006. I don't know. I mean, you've had power struggles where like OB wasn't really super involved with that draft that involved Deshaun Watson. There's arguments about who was responsible for Xavier Suofilo in the first draft in 2014. Now you had a draft where Brian Gain drafts and then he's not even there 2 months after the draft's over. I mean, the Texans, listen, that look, they want Nick Caserio and they said, we're just not going to settle. Okay. I admire your decision to say, we're not going to do something stupid. We'll figure this out in the interim. We'll put a scouting director in charge of this.
Did you just say you admire them for not, we're not going to do something stupid?
For
not doing something stupid?
We're not going to do something rash and just...
We're not going to do something rash. Like the day after Easterby gets back, let's fire Brian Gain, hurry.
We're not going to do something else rash.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They're not going to... Okay, let me just... It's hard to back the Texans in any way, shape, or form because the optics are never great. So they're saying, we're not going to do the same thing we did with Gain. We're going to wait it out. And, you know, we're going to look absolutely ridiculous, but everything be damned because we're absolutely going to look ridiculous. Okay, at least get your guy. If they don't get their guy, and more importantly, if they don't get their guy and Bill O'Brien and the Texans hit 5 wins this year because of a harder schedule and it goes sideways because guys on the team don't like Bill O'Brien anymore or whatever, because that's always going to be a concern, is does he rub guys the wrong way? it then Cal McNair and the Houston Texans are going to be you're going to start skipping into territory that you don't want to be. They're going to start calling you Browns territory, where the Browns had been for decades. I mean, if you go, because if Bill O'Brien wins five games, there's a chance he could be gone next year. There's a chance. If you win five games, players look like they start to quit on Bill O'Brien. You don't fire Bill O'Brien. You can't hire Nick Caserio because he says it looks like it's too tenuous there with the head coaching situation, and I wanted to get in with O'Brien. This just doesn't look like a good spot. Then you're going to look like absolute clowns. Absolute clowns. So, and I would say maybe even especially if the draft picks that Brian Gain had over 2 years end up being really good. If all of a sudden Jordan Thomas catches seven touchdowns next year and Justin Reed's a Pro Bowler. Kali Warren ends up being ends up catching six touchdowns. Titus Howard turns into a good left tackle. I tell you now the Texans never said he was not good at evaluations. They said, from what I understand, they thought that wasn't really a problem. But that's how people judge GMs most of the time.
Well, how about if they do? But if they win now, because how many more moves are they going to be able to make?
You're going to get a third rounder too. By the way,
Brian Gain's sitting there going, "I want 11 games. What the hell?" Yeah. And, by the way, everybody loved our draft. Everybody loved our draft last year. I had no one first or second, and I'm over here. And what if the Texans win big again this year? You go, well, wait a minute. Why the hell would you need? Look at what they're doing. Look at Nick Caserio. Why do you need Nick Caserio when Brian Gain actually got you players?
The guy that's right now in the biggest hot seat is Bill O'Brien, because Bill O'Brien looks like he's consolidated power. Bill O'Brien's going to have a tremendous amount of power and say so, probably all the say so on the team in terms of not just the 53, but he's going to be responsible for more than being a coach, which is incredibly difficult. And Bill O'Brien's going to have all the heat, because he has consolidated the power. And so now you got to wait and see what's going to. So you better win. You better not screw up free agency. He has a hard time. Let's just be real about this. Bill O'Brien has had a hard time going to challenge plays and getting the in-game stuff with clock management right. So now he's got to get personnel stuff right too.
Put more on his plate. Put more on his plate, because he's done everything well.
He's going to have tremendous, and if you start having leaks about this player's mad at Bill O'Brien isn't getting along with this coach. Remember, he almost got in fist fights with Larry Izzo on the sideline, his special teams coach last year. He ended up gone. He's on special teams coach number three in 4 years. Wes Welker was very quietly rushed out of there and pushed out of there for a new coach. Like, he's had some turnover on his coaching staff too.
Yeah,
well, I mean, there's not a lot of continuity going on at the Houston Texans.
Yep.
After you had the Gary Kubiak era, which was a lot of continuity to the point that people were disappointed, but the fact was it actually served you relatively well, because you did get to 11-12, which are to me the only two. Last year I can't put it on the 11. I know how many games they won. It doesn't feel anything like 11-12.
Not after that Colts game. No, it was
last two Colts games.
Yeah, it was fool's gold. And they had Kubiak had injuries. Matt Schaub gets hurt. That was a pretty good football team, but I don't know if they were going to win it. I don't know, but
I think 11 had a chance to go to a Super Bowl. Look what they did with TJ Yates. Look what they did in Baltimore. Like, that was and Jacoby Jones had his screw up, and they still came back and took a lead with TJ Yates because they were a dominant running team.
Yep.
With a good defense.
Yep.
No. And that got screwed up, and then 12 had a little bit of a fool's gold feel to me.
Yep. 712 ESPN 97.5. That's our start.
The Rockets are in way better shape than the Texans. If you look at it historically, the Rockets have they have issues with figuring out what they're going to do with the coach, which is not unusual. They had this with Jeff Van Gundy. You remember that, where they couldn't decide what to do with JVG, and Les wanted Jeff to say, "I really want to be there," and Jeff wanted Les to say, "I really want you here," or something stupid like that. We've seen this before. They had some of this with Rick Adelman as well. This is two central stars, two alphas, who have some issues. And anyone who thinks they don't, or these reports are false, you're just being a pom-pom toter. That's all you're being right now. We've heard enough of this from enough legitimate basketball sources that there's going to be something to this. However,
and even Moore even said they're two alpha dogs. Guess what's going to happen?
However, I think that the Rockets are in control. They haven't lost control of their situation, but they do need to manage it.
No.
And it could get – the Texans have no control. It's never been under control in that building.
No.
It's been under control like 3 years out of 17.
Yep. All right, 713 ESPN 97.5, 713-780. What a crappy way to start a show. What,
you
just a horse
it.
Crap. No. Roll I wanted to send a runner. I wanted to send a runner. I wanted to send a runner, and then Jason Lockenfora.
And Yordan for the has not homered for two straight games now.
Yeah, how's that working out?
That's scary.
Okay, all you Yordanis or Yoses. Why do they call him Jose? What's that about? What is it? Is that his nickname back in Cuba?
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
I didn't ask. We were busy talking about Yuli.
Yeah.
Chris Solis brought 10 Yuli Gurriel jerseys.
Oh, he should have gotten
Yordan. To Cuba.
Yeah.
And guess he what? Was like handing them out to anyone who likes sports at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You like Yuli?
Hey,
look what I got for you. Here's a shirt.
Here, if you are somebody that wants to go to another country and you work in the construction industry, well, you can go and live there and you can go and make money. You need a new challenge. You want to be a leader. You want to gain responsibility in a foreign country, tackling a huge project like building an embassy or a consulate. This is awesome. And if you're like bored of your job, if you're in a dead end construction job, but you have skills, you're an engineer or a project manager or a field supervisor or quality control, operations, whatever it is, there is a recruiting event on Friday, June 21st in Pasadena. And all of those interested in expanding their horizons, both professionally and personally, go to blharbert.com. That's blharbert.com. And see about moving. And listen, if you're sitting out there and you're like, hey, you know what? I can do this. I can pick up. I want an adventure in my life as opposed to the same mundane crap that you're going through every day. blharbert.com. That's blharbert.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, we got our golf tournament tomorrow. And some people backed out. So we got a couple of spots that are opened up. If you want to play, because we were supposed to play the 5th and they couldn't play the 19th, which is tomorrow, which is all fine and good, but it opened up a foursome, another twosome, and then another single. So go to ESPN. What's our website? ESPNHouston.com or ESPN?
Nope.
No?
ESPN975.com.
Yeah, I knew that. ESPN975.com. ESPN975.com. And go sign up, and Courtney will be happy. Courtney will be happy with you.
Come play some golf with us. James Harden wants you to play basketball. Wade wants to play basketball with your kids. Attend the James Harden basketball. I don't know if they're going to get the rock, but he wants to play with the James Harden Pro Camp in partnership with Kroger, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kids in grades, that's today, right?
What, 18th?
Isn't that today?
Today's the 18th.
Yeah.
So
this happening today.
It might be a little late to sign up. I don't know. Better hurry.
Well, y'all better get y'all's tails on out there. No, no, no. Kids in grades 1 through 12 can join James July 20th and 21st.
Oh, July. Why did you say today?
There's 6/18.
That's just to tell you the date to read it.
Yeah,
that's the date to read it.
Yeah.
10 a.m.
And also might have told you to read it at 10 a.m. like it says on the sheet, but whatever.
I wasn't going to be here.
Well, you gave him let me just give one little time he's read this.
One time I gave him a liner. He completely butchers it.
I'll do that. I'll read that one.
He's my favorite player. I'll read that.
One time.
Well, I'm trying to get John to read it, but you said for some reason there's an issue, Dale?
He don't want to talk about it. But
there's no issue.
Listen, let me finish this.
You're supposed to read it at 10. You're not even supposed to read it.
No, it's at 10 o'clock.
July 20th and 21st.
And by the way, it is not today. Hey, everybody, despite
it's not
what
today.
Lance
it's
told
July
you.
20th and 21st.
Right, scrap that whole thing.
Why did you say? Because it's written in red, but that's when you read it.
I'm reading it now. I, I see it and we'll read it now.
6:18 at 10 a.m.
There's no reason for anyone to put that up there.
Yes, that's when it's supposed to be read. No. 6:18 at 10 a.m.
No, it's going to be read when Dell gives it to me.
That's, I didn't want to give it to you. You asked for it.
Oh, my God, guys.
Listen, this is on
it's
me.
It's today at 10 o'clock.
This is
oh, never mind. It's in a month.
That's on me. It's next month.
That's in a month.
It's next month.
It's just a lot of confusion about James's camp.
Like, no, there's no confusion.
You're going to get beat up.
July 20th.
Well, for me, you keep causing confusion, you're going to get beat up.
And prices are very reasonable.
That's right.
Get out of, I think James is very reasonably priced camp.
Ooh.
There's nothing to see here with the reasonable pricing.
Mm-mm.
See? Mm. I didn't say it. I just said very reasonable pricing.
Is this true? They say a sports franchise is defined by a single moment. And the what would the Texans' moment be? He says it's Rosencopter.
I think it's letter jackets. You think you're dope, but you're not dope at all. You just are meek.
Yeah, somebody saw. Did you see the jacket that Drake had, the champion?
Yeah,
and was, that's he. And somebody tweeted out.
Was
now this is when you wear a jacket.
Know if it was Dre or
Drake?
Or
Drake?
Oh, yeah, no. Who tweeted it to us?
Yeah.
But yeah, so,
this is
yeah,
when you wear a jacket, after you win the title.
Yeah.
This is when you wear a Letterman's. Yeah, you know what? It might be a Letterman's jacket.
Because
that's a good
Letterman
call.
Jacket, because you think you're there.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, we're here. We're on top. We're this unique team that blah, blah, blah. And then you get embarrassed on national television by the Patriots. Feels like everything ever with the Houston Texans.
Feels it does. It
what's kinda... the Rockets is, Rudy, is their iconic moment.
No, no, the heart of a champion.
Heart of a champion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's the Astros is, I would say...
Is there something Springer doing?
Springer's homer. Springer's
dinger. In which one?
One game two.
Yeah. Yeah, probably
or
so.
Maybe Bregman's hit that scored Fisher. Because that took giant huevos.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot harder. Okay, for the organization? Yeah, I think so. First World Series. You can pick something out of there.
Would it be Marwin's homer off of...
I mean, it could be, because
I thought that was the biggest moment of the series.
I thought it was the biggest. I did, too, because it saved you a second game.
Yeah.
It opened the door.
Against Kenley Jansen.
Against Kenley Jansen.
Yeah.
And Marwin had not been red hot at that moment. I that feels like it was, because it opened the door. And it showed that they were never out of it. It showed, hey, we can go get you with anybody.
Yep. We don't care who the pitcher is. We're going to beat you.
It wasn't a game winner, though.
That's all right. It was still... It was
God,
the.
Was so
I thought it was
fun.
The moment of the
that
of the
was
series
so
of
much the, fun.
Yeah, of the season of the world. It was the moment of the world. I think. He said it's Rosencopter, which was kind of a mess up, a real mess up. Yeah, that's good stuff. If you got a moment that you think defines our franchises. Then 713, or get us on Twitter at John Granato at Lance Erline out.
LV2. Okay, so I don't think that's actually. I think the Rockets, you have to go with that Rocket team. That was a completely different group of. You almost have to go every time you have a new regime change. So what is it under?
What is it now?
Yeah, under more. We'll have to say
27.
Well, they've had, some success. They haven't been a complete abject failure. I don't think it'd be 0-4.
When Chris Paul pulls up in game five?
Yeah, because you've had Yao, Tracy, you've had Chris Paul. I mean, that could be it.
When you're winning the game. You're winning the game, but Chris Paul pulls up at the end of the game.
So potential that was squandered through injury or... You could also have one of James's sweet pocket passes off a pick and roll that bounces off somebody's leg.
He's
a pretty good passer, but
that doesn't really describe that team.
No. I know. It's hard to just come up with one thing. That's what I'm saying. I don't like comparing the Rockets and Texans because I think it's more complicated. I think the Rockets are stuck in a – they're just trying to find some way to get past a team that they're never going to get past. It's Oilers
and Steelers
all over
again.
Well, I
think this is the year you're going to get past them.
I wouldn't even – you know what?
Without Durant?
If they sign Durant, yes.
Well, no,
if they burn up their Durant money and their Klay Thompson money, their cap space, yes. But what if Durant says, nah, I'm going? If you're the Golden State Warriors, you might have a chance to go add another piece. And then, well, I mean, let's see. Let's see if Draymond...
Klay's out 10 months, by the way.
No, I'm not counting
so,
Klay.
So, I mean, yeah.
You're counting Clay to come back?
Yeah, well, he could be back for the playoffs.
He could, but you still have to cut off the knee.
But without Clay and without Durant, they're going – because neither of them are going to be there for the first 5-6 months of the NBA season. They're not going to be up there at the top of the West.
All right, let me throw this out there. What if – and this is a hypothetical that's not going to happen. But let's say both those guys tested the market and somebody signed them. Or their agents found out, hey – we're willing to pay these guys, even if they're... We're willing to pay Klay Thompson, even if he's hurt. We really want him to be a part of the Clippers, or whatever. And Kevin Durant's like, yeah, Knicks. Okay. All of a sudden, they have money to spend for free agents again in what's considered to be a pretty good free agent year. In that scenario, all of a sudden, you might have a player or two. What if Jimmy Butler said, hey, I'd like to come over there and play for you guys? And Jimmy Butler and Draymond and Steph, then it's a lock that the Rockets get past those guys? Now, Jimmy Butler's name is being mentioned. Daryl Morey had a soundbite on Golic and Wingo. Do we have it? Where he says they're either going to get a mid-level or a third star. Now, I'm thinking, where the hell is third star money going to come from? And it might have to be sign and trade. I don't know, unless they just want to go deep into the tax bracket.
They don't have nearly as much money as you think. Well, they've got – don't forget they paid Steph 40, Draymond 18 – Iguodala 17. They've got.
Yeah, but how is Iguodala off the books anytime soon?
Iguodala is.
They pay Iguodala 17.
17.
But he's super valuable, though. But
he's through next year, and then he's an unrestricted free agent. So they got 17 on him. It ain't going to be as. Now, they can still go out and get a star. They'll be under the cap. They can still go out and get a star. But they're not getting rid of Clay. Clay ain't going.
I don't think they're getting rid of Clay.
Because he's got Bird. I mean, Bird rights. He's going to make his most money right there.
Yeah.
They love him. He's not leaving Steph. There's no chance. And he's at 28 right now. So no, they're not going to have money to spend. They're not going to have. That's a crazy world.
But the Rockets beating the Warriors. I don't know what the word to use, but less than at full strength wouldn't be getting past the Warriors. It'd be like, oh, okay. This ain't the team we played before.
We happen to put asterisks on it. You already.
I'm not putting an asterisk, but you're not beating the same team. You're beating
the same team.
That's
where there'd be asterisks.
I wouldn't say they got past them. Okay, the Warriors are Steph and a hobbled. Well, maybe not hobbled, but a less than 100% Clay. Okay, you take advantage of them and you beat them.
I'm just telling you now. I don't just assume that the James and Chris Paul thing is going to be smooth next year. Now, you throw a Jimmy Butler. Let's say the Rockets and Jimmy's in town, and there's a lot of talk about Jimmy Butler with the Rockets. Let's say Jimmy Butler's added. That's another big alpha personality as well. You're struggling to get two of them working together. I just don't know that – we saw it with Clyde and Charles and Akeem. It is not easy to put three alphas in a room
together. I don't know. As much as James – dominates the ball, that Jimmy Butler is going to go, yeah, I got to go play there.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, but James, yeah, James still, even though James gets assists, he is a ball dominator. It doesn't move. Chris Paul wants it to look like, you know, and Chris is going to come out of here looking like the bad guy in Houston Rockets basketball because he's going to be eating up salary space. He's going to be injured and all that stuff. But the reality is he wants basketball to be played like basketball. He wants it to look like basketball.
Yeah.
And James is the ultimate Frankenstein for Daryl Morey's efficiency monster, right?
Yeah.
His efficiency model is James is the ultimate Frankenstein that runs it great, and they have success with it, relatively speaking. So there's going to be – yeah, you're probably right. If you're another player right now
– would you rather go – okay, so let's say Durant and Clay leave. Would you – okay, and it's open. You can go to Rockets with James, or you can go play with Steph.
Warriors.
Yeah.
I would think, too. Now – maybe it's James is best friends with guys and they come over to be friends. But if you're really serious, you know that it's going to be more team culture with Golden State Warriors. I don't think I'm out of line for saying that either. I mean, Warriors are team culture from the head coach all the way down to the stars. They're in alignment. You want to use alignment? They're in alignment.
Yeah. All right. We got more of
new
this
stadium
on the other
year.
Side. You know what they're doing? They're working. You know what they need? Some suites.
Work suites. You can use... So when I first started the NFL gig, I tried at home for a week, and I was like, this is a disaster. And primarily it's because my short attention span. That's just my ADD kicking in. I got to have my own space where I'm not – I don't have the nuisance of people bothering me. I don't have things to distract me. And I will highly, highly, highly recommend to you right now that if you are looking for your own office space and you're just thinking it's too expensive, please go to worksuites.com and do what I did and make the choice to go to a work environment where you can have your office set up with all the furniture you need. You can bring your own in. You can get furniture, or you can get offices from 1 up to 20. And in the Woodlands location, they can go up to 50 people with multiple desks in there and set it up for you. You have your own IT department. You know, lightning fast Wi-Fi is available for you. FedEx and UPS and everything that you need for your office environment. So whether you're downsizing, you're in a much bigger office, but you want to go smaller, or whether you're a startup business or you want to start your own, you know, company with a small office, WorkSuites has a solution. And there are so many around Houston, you're going to find your home. They got one here on Post Oak and Sugarland. And if you don't want to make that trip in from the Woodlands, you're in North Houston, man, get a WorkSuites office and you can save all that drive time that you're so busy in right now. Go to WorkSuites.com, find that office solution for you. That's WorkSuites.com.
Well, again, we're pretty aggressive. We have a history of that, and sometimes I don't love that it creates a little tension because we are aggressive in trades. But if we see a trade that's going to upgrade our team, of course, we're going to do it. And we feel like we should be the favorite in the West, and we're going to do moves to show people that we should be the favorite in the West. And yeah, that's going to create a little tension when we do that. But you know, at the end of the day, we're gonna have at least our starting five back, which again, most teams are scrambling to keep it together. And we're gonna spend mid level. We're gonna spend into the tax. We're gonna be one of the most expensive rosters like we were last year and this year, and we're gonna be right there.
Now, I've said it before.
I don't disagree with him.
No, I don't either. And you can call us homers.
It'll be interesting to see whether or not he can pick up. But was the part in there about a third star, Dell? He did. He said we're gonna get a third star, or we got 5.7 to spend in mid level, and you know what? They will do that. They will. I could certainly see that. I don't know about a third star though. Third star is going to be awfully difficult. We just don't see anybody tied to the Rockets, do we?
Yeah. Let's hear Daryl right here mention it.
Obviously, another contender is formed, so that's news for us. But somehow we've been lost in the shuffle. We were the best team from the All Star break on, and you know, we're either going to add a third star or a top mid level player to our core and be better next year. So for me, like the story is how wide open the West is, and how we're right there in the mix, and probably the favorite going into next year.
And he was asked well, how did you feel about Anthony Davis going to the Lakers? And that was his answer. And I don't disagree with anything that he said there. And they could be the favorite. And you know, the reason that we're all, you know, up in arms is because we don't know that James has the gene. Mm-hmm. That's it. James gets the gene. James wins at the highest level.
But you can't just move
performs
James
in the biggest games.
Right.
Then you know what? It all changes. The whole narrative changes. This offseason is a mess. But you know what? It's good that it's a mess. That it's okay. You know what? We're all right. You know, we're right there, and we're gonna get there. Ba 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 ba. Well, that's every freaking year. It's the same thing. Well, it's not good enough. And Mike D'Antoni should be on the hot seat. You know what? When Toronto didn't win it with Dwayne Casey, they fired Dwayne Casey. You know what happened? They won a title. When Mark Jackson wasn't getting it done at Golden State, you know what they did? They fired him and they hired Steve Kerr. You know what they did? They won title. You know what? If Mike D'Antoni ain't getting it done, then okay. But you know, and I hear Marty Schottenheimer. Well, and they, you know what? They got worse. But I see instances where, well, guess what? Teams get better. You've got enough talent to win it, and the Rockets should have gotten through Golden State at least once in these last couple of years, in these last 4 years, and they haven't. So maybe Mike D'Antoni's not the right guy.
Maybe he's not. It's not going to hurt my feelings if they don't I think Mike D'Antoni's obviously a pretty good coach. He's gotten a lot of out of him, but you're ride or die with James. So until you're not, you have to keep switching the pieces around him. And that includes head coach, may include your second star. But you just locked him into a long-term contract. I mean, look, none of this is going to be, Daryl is going to have to perform some kind of magic. And the only magic he can hope to perform right now is convincing James Harden that it is best to have a little bit more ball movement when he's on the court and Chris is on the court. Something to keep Chris happy and, frankly, to make things flow better. And I think to keep everyone happy on the team, keep them in rhythm. What's wrong with that? And maybe it is. They're not young enough to run, but it would be nice to see them get some easy baskets and transition again. That's what they were under Kevin McHale. They've kind of gotten away from that because as they've gotten older. But from a tempo standpoint, but I just look at the Rockets, and if you take the emotion out of it, they've done a nice job. They've done a nice job of remaining extremely relevant over a long period of time. For as long as the Golden State Warriors have been on their run, the Rockets have been a very, very relevant team with the player who is an MVP caliber player every single year, with a team other than one year that is highly, highly competitive. It's just, it's unfortunate that they are where they are against the Golden State Warriors. But the Rockets, but I hear too many people stop right there and say, hey, just including people with the Rockets who say, hey, just up against Golden State, what are you going to do? Yeah, but how have you performed with opportunities? How have you performed when you had double-digit leads in 6 and 7? How have you performed when Kevin Durant was not on the court in that game 6? Yeah. Like, you have had opportunities, but you haven't. Don't just say, well, it's just Warriors. It's just too tough. We're just, you know, this is one of the great dynasties. It's just nothing. We just have to suck our own piece, you know, suck our own holes and just sit there and do nothing. Sorry, guys. It's too hard. It's just too hard. It's just too hard, guys. It's just too hard.
Again with the SDH?
It's either S the T or S the H. Yeah. It's a lot of S-ing of.
Yeah. This is late 90s Astros. Good enough to win.
Uh-huh.
Good enough to win it all. And
you're
just and not coming up and coming up small in the biggest opportunities.
But you're responsible when opportunities arise. You're responsible for trying to step through the door. And they haven't done it.
No.
So I don't want to always. Let's not just stop at Golden State's a dynasty. That's true. In a macro view, it is a really unfortunate thing that this Rockets team has run up against a team that's simply better than them. In a micro view, I can point to instances where they screwed it up, where they're responsible. Don't go for 27. Stop settling for threes and drive to the basket. What did Golden State do? It's just Golden State. We just had to keep firing threes up when we were 0 for 24. The next three had to be threes. No, it didn't. Mm-hmm. That's on you. What are y'all talking about? Golden State's too tough? You had to miss 27 straight? I mean, come on. Don't just stop there. We know Golden State's a tough team, but I can point to these instances where y'all did up.
Let's see. We got the halfback pass. What was Chris? Chris, who was that?
Chris Brown?
No. Chris Brown. Chris Brown, number 22.
Yeah.
The running back for the Texans, the halfback pass.
Not the kicker.
The Wattcat might be the Texans' defining moment. The Wattcat. Charlie F. and Morton might be the defining moment.
Yeah, but what but that's moment not, was that's just not him, one him moment. In long relief?
Yeah. No, that I don't know about that's not a moment. Definitely the Letterman jackets. Mike Scott's no-hitter to clinch. But they didn't come through with that.
No, they gagged in game 6.
The Astros' not one defining moment is not Kaz Matsui's anal fissures. That's not it.
No. That's Drayton's.
Or Carlos Lee grazing in left field.
Like I said, you almost have to do this for every regime.
Yeah.
Like, what is Drayton's?
Yeah.
And Drayton's would probably be...
The Red Sox fired their manager and won the next year. They did.
That's true.
With the Astros guy.
Dwayne Casey?
I said that.
Oh, yeah. So you got Nick Nurse.
You got Mark Jackson getting fired, Dwayne Casey getting fired.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark Jackson, that team wasn't a good team that needed to get over the hump. That was a team that had talent, but they were still, at 7 or 8 seed when Mark Jackson got fired?
They won the first round. So they went to the second round.
They took a step back. They won a first round series, and then the year after, they got knocked out of the first round.
Is that what it was?
And they had enough at that point. They told him he's got to go. They felt like they're under.
Well, did the Rockets take a step back this year?
Yeah. They did.
Western Conference Finals, and then
no, that was the best team they've ever had. This team.
No, no.
This team is supposedly better than last year's team.
It actually was at the end. They were. Did you hear Daryl? We were 29-4 down the stretch.
They were deeper. They were deeper.
Yeah, they were deeper.
It was a weak-ass Western Conference.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. All right, 713-780-3776, 744 here. What about your patio? That's not weak-ass.
No, Texas Custom Patios. The house next door to me got sold, and this company or whoever bought it, this person is looking to deck it out and flip the house. And his realtor came over to our house looking for us because I'd parked in their driveway. You know, no big deal. It's just my business. You can stay out of my business. But she said, "Oh my gosh, y'all have a great patio. When did you just build it, or did it come with the house?" And we explained to her, and she said, "Well, let me get their number." Not a surprise. Anybody that sees the work that Texas Custom Patios does, they immediately, you want to find out, boy, what does that cost? What is that? How long does it take? You have all these questions. Go to the website, texascustompatios.com. You can really, they've got a section that says the process. And in this process, it will show you and tell you what it's like to go through the process of getting the patio and the entire thing. If you want, you can hit me up with a direct message on Twitter. I'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions. I can just tell you this. I went to them and said, "I want to get you on the radio because your work is that good. And I think our listeners would really benefit from turning their house into a home." And that's what happens when you have one of these phenomenal patios from Texas Custom Patios, whether it's building it onto your existing structure or a freestanding pool house, if that's the case of what you're looking for, or maybe you're just looking for a sunroom. They can do all these things for you. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Big ups to McCool. He brought in donuts today. Lance got a delicious glazed donut, while Dell got a trash-ass vanilla frosted with sprinkles.
No, I didn't.
Which is trash.
First of all, I didn't get that, so you're a liar. And no. You know what R. Kelly would say.
They are lying on me.
You are lying on me.
They are lying on me.
I got a chocolate glazed donut.
Chocolate glazed?
Yeah.
Or chocolate frosted?
Chocolate frosted donut.
Chocolate frosted, because you're anti-glazed donut, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
McCool is a good person.
McCool is a great person.
I didn't know him beforehand, but he might. But if he would have brought a 12-count of just glazed donuts, he would be a trash person. McCool knows better. You bring when you're delivering this type of gift to people, you give them an assortment. You don't just simply say, "Give me 12 glaze." That's a trash person. Yeah. Why even give me donuts in the first place?
Because everybody loves
give
me a choice, except then, hateful people.
Then why did McCool think to himself, "You know what? I'm going to add some variety. Some sprinkle here.
Because
some
he cinnamon, knows how hateful you are.
Some cinnamon sugar here. Some chocolate." He knows.
Your hatefulness is well documented.
So he has a resort. He's into customers. He's got two restaurants, a resort, he and Kelly. So it's customer service. They know, hey, you got to give people a choice. Not everyone's going to have the same thing.
No,
so
everybody has. Everybody loves a glazed donut.
Yeah, anyone, that's why there were six.
There was a lot for people who do like them, but there's he also provided variety because he's not a trash human being.
He's not basic.
Look, I'm that's telling basic. You right now, if you're on your way to the office and you think you know what I'm going to do, I'm going to surprise the office with donuts. If you get 12 glaze, you might as well crap in a box and give it to people.
What? That's a little much, though, Dell.
Same thing.
That's not the same thing.
You are telling these people, I put as much thought into these donuts as I would have crapping into a box and handing it to you.
I would disagree with that. I think if you brought them and they're all those little sugar donuts or whatever, those the sprinkled sugar of like, I got you all cake donuts. Then people will.
Cake donuts are awesome.
I think cake donuts are too. But if you brought into an office 12 cake donuts versus 12 glaze.
Oh, yeah.
The 12 glaze are going down every single time. Especially shipless.
I'm taking the cake I'm not a horrible person.
Hateful.
But the thought is
a hipster move.
You provide variety to people and let them choose. Mm-hmm. You don't. This isn't socialism.
communism. Excuse me. This isn't communism.
Communism.
Give people.
What is wrong with you?
Give people a choice. Shipley's Donuts, 12 glaze is a communist decision on your part. Everyone's the same. Everyone gets the same
wonderful
thing.
Deliciousness. You think they have that in Russia? No.
I bet you if at all the Russian offices, everyone's getting the same donut.
Communism donuts have no sugar in them. Like, oh,
these are Chernobyl donuts.
These are just baked bread. These are just like flavorless biscuits.
Whatever. Like the point is, McCool's a good person. He provided us with variety.
This guy just got back from Greece. His whole family, they went from Greece to Germany to the U.S., got in late last night, and he wakes up and brings us donuts.
Good to be McCool.
Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I may do just as to honor him? Go back to his house and stay there for another month?
No.
To honor him?
What?
Just to honor him? Yeah, to honor him.
I may go back to his bed and breakfast. Childish Altuve wants an update. Where are we on the floors?
All right, so they're coming back to strip. They've stripped two rooms while I was gone in Austin.
This is way more than I wanted anyway right now. Yeah,
so they're stripping, I think, three more rooms today maybe. Mm. We'll see how it goes. There is a chance that we could be completely finished by the end of this week. But my wife was going through the house and sticking tape on spots on the wall that she didn't like. So they're about to find out that they have that some of their work was not sufficient for her. They've entered into the pissed off wife zone. Mm. So now it's on them. I'm not even going to be home.
That's good for you. Good.
She's going to say, oh, what about this? And I'm like, I'm looking at all this tape all over these blue tape. And I'm like, oh, they're not going to like this. No. And I can tell they're like a little bit of a
Well, they shouldn't be leaving. That's what you get when you hire Joe's Discount Floors. Okay. This is what you get.
No, their workmanship has been good over time.
When they don't screw up and put
or leave their trash all over the house. Oh, was she happy with that? So now I'm just this is what I say to him. I'm like, I feel like I'm De Niro. You had your chance, and now you deal with her. I'm not in it anymore. It's over. My hands are tied. It's from Copland. Yeah. My hands are tied. Now you deal with her. Now you just got to deal with her. Because it's not me anymore. You had your chance.
Did they happen to leave any water bottles in the freezer?
They did leave.
You know what?
They left water bottles, the plastic kind where it just froze.
Right, but you should have told them. Did they leave something
carbonated?
You should have told her it was them.
She knows
them.
That's my move. It's happened so many times.
Yeah, I know, but you should have said,
weren't in the house then. There was no way I could have put that on.
Damn it.
I know. She got in, and there was like a Chick-fil-A cup on the, and she was there the other day when they were stripping the floors, and there's a Chick-fil-A cup. She goes, did they leave their trash here again? I'm like, I'm leaving the room. I don't need to be here for any of this stuff. I'm not going home today.
Trent says, I see what's happening. Dell avoids the opaque white donut and gets the chocolate donut. I feel attacked. Yep. We all feel attacked.
Who is we all?
Racist.
Well, oh well. All I'm telling
you is. Your donut choices are racist.
I'm just giving people opaque the real. Donuts. Mm-hmm. If you bring 12 glazed donuts, you're a terrible individual. And like crap in a box would be a better option.
That feels like it's too much. I feel like you crossed a line.
I crossed the line. You were talking about S and the T.
Yeah, but you know
what? The H earlier.
It wasn't over donuts. It was
over Rockets?
Shipley's Donuts.
What was it over again?
It's over people who just say, just a dynasty. Nothing the Rockets could do. They've done everything that they can. Have they? Have they done everything they could on the court? I'm so tired of this society where nobody's accountable for anything. I told my wife that. I said, my kids are going to be accountable. I'm not doing this where we like explain away, where you start saying, well, it's not his fault. Yeah, it is. It's his fault. When it's his fault, it's his fault. I'm not letting anybody off the hook in my house.
I got beat at school by a teacher and came home and I told my mom. And she goes, well, you probably deserved it. I don't know what happened, but you probably deserved it.
I'm from the generation of parents where if a teacher got mad at you, you were in trouble because they're like, hey, why are you messing with the teacher? You know?
Oh, you mean these same teachers who are sleeping with their students? We're gonna say they're in the right. Whatever.
There needs to be
an investigation.
This is Dell's investigation. Like, oh, what did they say? We're gonna go up to the school and we're gonna straighten this bad teacher out.
Hey, Lance,
you can act how you want.
If a teacher does something to your kid, well, you probably deserved it, right?
Probably.
If my kid got in trouble, yeah.
So beating would be okay.
But, well, depending on the era.
Wait a minute.
I got popped.
Yeah.
I got a pop, not often, because I didn't want it. Because guess why? It was a deterrent.
Let me ask you something, Lance.
I heard about the paddle, and I was like, I don't want this in my life.
Well, I got the paddle.
Because we have Twitter now, so we know teachers can be some flagrant a-holes depending on who the teacher is.
Yeah.
So in every instance.
Teachers are the backbone of society.
We also see students body slam teachers for no reason.
Oh, I know. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
So we're just going to assume the teacher is always right.
What about the kid at graduation rehearsal ran up to the principal and stabbed him multiple times?
Wait, what?
Yes,
I didn't see that.
This happened. Yeah.
And you know what the mom probably said? He had it coming.
Yeah.
Because he spoke to my son the wrong kind
of
way.
Well, but how stupid is that kid? Why'd you wait? You should have done it before the school year, not when it's all done.
No, you do it after because you graduated.
You got your graduation.
Yeah, you don't go to
You didn't graduate.
They can't press charges after you graduate, John.
You're no longer a student, John. Even if it happens on campus, it doesn't count anymore.
You do it when you're 15, when you can't get adult charges.
Juvie. All I'm telling you is some teachers
are animal move.
Juvie. Some teachers, maybe they don't deserve a stabbing, but we just can't trust all of them.
No, we can't trust them.
I don't think all of our students are sleeping with all of our children.
A lot of them.
The hot teachers.
So you can't trust the hot teachers?
You can't trust them. I don't have anything against them. You know what? I really don't.
Okay. The double standard comes back
into
play.
Yes, that's right. 759 ESPN 97.5.
I like that Dell tries to avoid this because he knows what he'd say if the mic was off.
No, I wouldn't. What do you think? I'd come in there and go, you know what? She was hot, so she can get away with it. No, I wouldn't say that. That's what he says.
Hey, here's the question. Here's the question. Was she hot? That's all.
That's not the question.
That is.
I don't feel like in a court of law they say that.
I think the judge should go, okay, I get it.
So a less attractive female teacher goes to jail?
No, that's right. She should be leaving those kids alone.
Are you saying she should go to jail because she's ugly? Is what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
That's not a law.
Judge will go, good Lord, you leave those kids
John
alone.
John really is Handmaid's Tale. He's like, look, we're not doing the whole, you know, that you can give birth or you're fertile, but we might start sending ugly to the colonies. We're not sending ugly to the colonies, John.
Why not? Why don't you, okay, it's the top of the hour.
Let me tell you about Men's Tea Clinic. Yeah. How about that? Men's Tea Clinic is a chance for you to get your mojo back. Maybe you don't have that same energy level you once had. Maybe you don't have the same libido you once had. Maybe you just have a situation where your workouts aren't mattering as much and the lean muscle mass is declining rapidly and you're having a hard time getting the same results from your workouts. These are all potential signs of low testosterone. Now, I do have to tell you that it doesn't have to be all of them. It could be one or two of them. Those could be signs that your testosterone level is low. And if it drops below a certain level, and they know the level over at Men's Tea Clinic, there's a couple different testosterone tests they do. If it drops below that level, you are more than likely going to have issues in one or more of these areas. And low testosterone really does have a big impact on your quality of life. Get that quality of life back by getting with Men's Tea Clinic. Get yourself tested. Find out where your number is. And if your number isn't where it needs to be, they can treat you. And within 2 to 3 months, you're going to start seeing amazing results because of your testosterone level being where it used to be. MensTClinic.com, 5 locations, including a brand new one in the Spring area off of Spring Steubner. It's MensTClinic.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.